Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, we're going to have a little exercise here. It's not going to be homework. All you got to do is listen. Just listen and think for a little bit. Not have to answer any questions or anything. Just think. I want to find out in the next few minutes. I want you to find out if you are a hidebound seller. Hidebound, or if you're a visionary. You know, since 1995, when the internet first came into being, when it first became commercial, when you and I could actually go online on the internet, use a web browser and post our own websites, control of what I'm calling the three major elements of your relationship with customers, which are the products. You have the products. You've had the information, and the customer had the buying decision. Those three elements have been shifting from business to customer, from you to your customers. Once upon a time, you had control of the product and the information. They had control of the buying decision. We've talked about this before. Now, you have control of the product, but the customer has control of the information these days and the buying decision. So there's been a big shift there, and you know what I call that. I've identified this shift as a marketplace transition from the original age to the new one. The 10,000-year-old age of the seller is being replaced by the age of the customer. We've talked about this before, as I say. The age of the customer is the age of the seller is not gone, but it's going, and we're going to find out whether you're going to be going with it or whether you're going to be hanging around for the age of the customer. So as this shift plays out, two types of businesses are in existence in parallel universes: hidebound sellers and visionary sellers. But the hidebound sellers are not going to be around for long. So let's see which one you are. All right. Here are what hidebound sellers look like. These companies are so invested and entrenched in the old order of control that they deny the reality that's in front of them. Here's how you can identify them. They have misplaced frustration. As performance goals get harder to accomplish, frustration makes those who deny the reality in front of them think that their pain is caused by failure to execute, and they get all over their people, which we're going to talk about that in a second. So misplaced frustration. Make sure you know what's frustrating you. Is it because you're being hidebound? Bad strategies is another example. It's said that armies prepare for the next war by training for the last one. And so it is with hidebound sellers. Not only do age of the customer influences make these guys think they're being attacked, but they continue to use age of the seller countermeasures, and they don't work, or they work less and less these days. Destructive pressure. Convinced of execution failure, pressure brought by management upon employees causes a casualty list, an employee casualty list, instead of a growing customer list. And then finally, equity erosion. Defiance in the face of overwhelming evidence sustains these deniers, these hidebound sellers, they're only sustained until they run out of customers who will let them behave that way, or they run out of equity or access to credit. So those are the hidebound sellers. Does that sound like you at all? Answer the question honestly, folks. This is for your benefit. Now let's talk about visionary sellers. The hidebound sellers, folks, are the ones who can't get untethered to the age of the seller. Visionary sellers are becoming more and more devoted to the age of the customer realities. These businesses are adjusting their plans to conform to the new reality of more control by customers. And here's what they look like. Acceptance. They accept that the customer is now in control and make appropriate adjustments to this reality. Here's an example of how they make that adjustment. They have a modern sales force. That means they hire and train their sales force to serve increasingly informed and empowered customers. We've talked about this on the show before, folks. You've heard me talk about this with other guests, especially our sales experts. Your salespeople have to be able to plug in with customers at the level of knowledge that they have. If they don't, if they presume that the customer is still uninformed like they were, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, if you still think that, then you're just going to insult people, waste a lot of time, cost yourself a lot of opportunity. Visionary sellers have modern sales forces. This is a big deal. Technology adoption, another marker of visionary sellers. They offer technology options that allow customers to find, connect, and do business using their preferences, using customer preferences. That's right. You have the technology, which means that you have a website, but not only a website, you have a mobile site, meaning when people go to your website with their smartphone, it automatically clicks over to the mobile site, which is handier in the smaller window. That's an example. When they do that, the phone number, when you give them the opportunity to call you, when you have your phone number, the phone number is hot. They can click the phone number and make the phone call. That's an example of technology adoption. That's making you relevant in the age of the customer. That's technology adoption. Visionary sellers do that. Relevance over competitiveness. Visionary sellers recognize that while being competitive is still important, today it's just table stakes. Being competitive, merely table stakes, is being replaced in customers' priority by the new corner of the realm, which is relevance. In the age of the customer, my friends, hidebound sellers are dinosaurs waiting for extinction. Visionary sellers are finding success by orienting their strategies and their business around a more informed and empowered customer. So, you've heard the details. The jury is in. What's the verdict, my friends? Are you hidebound or are you visionary? You're probably a little bit of both. Start moving away from hidebound toward visionary. And I've got a video up on this, or I will have a video up on this. There's an article on this on my website. I'm pretty sure it's up right now. So check it out if you get a chance, if you want to go back and review this again. I'll come right back after these messages and talk about a little politics. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.